Given that as teachers we spend most of our time in face-to-face contact with our students, and we do our teaching with them there co-located in time and space, it's understandable perhaps that people would see the point of online collaboration areas. In business, yeah, sure. You might be working at home and colleagues are in the office, or you might be working with people with whom you collaborate in another part of the company. But in teaching, well, there are perhaps situations where it might be useful to work with students who are not there with you at the time. It might be that they're at home on long-term illness but are well enough to work, just unable to get into school. Or it might be that you want to work with colleagues in a school elsewhere in the country or even abroad. So there are circumstances, I'd argue, that where online collaboration and areas do come into their own. Well, Show Document offers some features that you might find useful if you find yourself in those circumstances. You can get a good idea of how it works by just starting a session immediately from their front page. But if you're going to want to maintain a degree of control, an increased degree of control, then you're going to need to register an account, and the people with whom you want to participate ought to do that too. In the free version, you're limited to just three people in the environment at one time. And that might be enough if you're just doing some tutoring of a student. If you want to work with a class, though, you're going to have to think about upgrading to the paid version. With the paid version, you also get more features and you're able to do more things. So, for example, in the free version, you have access to, within your environment, a chat window. There's a whiteboard, so you can annotate on a screen in the same way you would on any interactive whiteboard. So using a mouse can be a bit awkward at times, but there's textual input. In addition, you can work in a sort of document environment, very similar to Word, and that can be, in both of these areas, co-edited by you offering over control of the screen to the people with whom you're participating. You can also do screen sharing, so that you can make what's visible on your screen available to the other participants, and that can be particularly useful if you're trying to show somebody how a particular application works, or maybe even a web page. You've also got a YouTube facility, so you can share and watch together a YouTube video and annotate over the top of it, which is particularly useful, I'd say. Some of the other features you have to pay for. So if you want to do screen capture, share Google Maps, or share files, then you need to upgrade to the paid version. But there's more than enough there to get working. There's more than enough to get involved in. It's really simple to share your environment just by passing across the URL for each of the places you work in.